Pitching in a Pinch by Christy Mathewson. Introduction to the Bison Book Edition by Eric Rolf Greenberg. I drink my morning coffee from a cup emblazoned with the slogan, "Our National Pastime." Purchased at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art, it is a reproduction of an item popular before the First World War. Its lettering is in a typeface seen nowadays only on Barnum and Bailey circus posters. The cup bears two colorized cameo portraits. One is of Tris Speaker, the other, Christy Mathewson. As players, their paths once met in the World Series of 1912, arguably the closest played, most excruciating series of them all. Baseball history and lore joins them in one awful moment. In the 10th inning of the 7th and final game in Boston's spanking new Fenway Park, Mathewson was protecting New York's one-run lead with one man out and runners at first and third. The man at third, Clyde Engel, was there as a beneficiary of the famous Snodgrass muff, giant center fielder Fred Snodgrass's drop of a lazy fly ball. Speaker popped a ball into foul territory between home and first. Three giants surrounded it. Mathewson, catcher Chief Myers, and first baseman Fred Merkel. But it fell to the ground untouched. His chance at the plate thus extended, Speaker doubled home the tying run, and the game and series ended when the winning run scored from third on a sacrifice fly. None could know it, but it was as close as Mathewson would ever come to another world championship. Mathewson had made the World Series his very own 7 years before in 1905. The champions of the rival leagues had played a nine-game series in 1903, which saw an upset victory for the American League's Boston Red Sox. The following year, the Giants, behind Mathewson's 34 victories, comfortably won the National League race, but their vibrant manager, John McGraw, nursing real and imagined injuries at the hands of the American League's founders, declined the postseason challenge. His proud point made, McGraw the following year brought his National League champions against Connie Mack's Philadelphia Athletics. What Mathewson did then has never since been equaled in World Series play. He pitched three shutout victories, 27 innings of dominating excellence. The Giants won this series in five games, and Mathewson was established as baseball's premier attraction. He was a remarkable man altogether, a standout among his ball-playing peers, and not alone for his baseball skills. He was different. He was different in stature. Most players of his time were small and quick. McGraw, an infielder in his playing days, was 5'4". But Mathewson easily topped 6 feet, with a broadness to his chest and shoulders that bespoke strength without suggesting raw or brutish power.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?